AP News for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Ben Thomas. In the Middle East, two U.S. aircraft have been shot down in separate incidents. The first, a fighter jet. Officials say one crew member has been rescued, but a second was missing. John Gambrell has more from Dubai.
A local affiliate of Iranian state television in southwest Iran said the pilot bailed out of their aircraft. Now, an anchor on that channel went on air and said that police were searching for this pilot and said that anyone who found the pilot should capture them and they would receive a reward. Earlier, though, they were telling people to shoot at the invaders.
Separately, Iranian state media says a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf after being struck by Iranian forces. But a U.S. official tells AP much remains unclear. Economic news, the government's March jobs report shows U.S. employers added 178,000, that after a dismal February that saw job losses. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. And Lisa Dwyer reports Artemis II's astronauts have captured Earth's brilliant blue beauty as they leave it behind on their way to the moon.
NASA has released the crew's first images from aboard the Artemis II, the first astronaut-manned moonshot in more than half a century. The first photo shows a curved slice of Earth in one of the capsule's windows. The second shows the entire globe. Pilot Victor Glover says seeing the Earth from space reminds him that we are all Earth's people.
Trust us, you look amazing. You look beautiful. And from up here, you also look like one thing. You know, Homo sapiens is all of us, no matter where you're from or what you look like. We're all one people.
As of late Friday, the crew was more than 110,000 miles from Earth, with another 150,000 before they reached the moon. They should reach their destination on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. If you ever wondered,
is there a real WKRP in Cincinnati, like the TV series that ran from 1978 to 1982? D.P. McIntyre of the North Carolina-based nonprofit Oak City Media says there soon will be.
Cincinnati, listen up. I cannot, by contract, tell you when. I cannot tell you who. But I can tell you, WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati.
McIntyre acquired the WKRP call letters in 2014, and the transmitter to his low-powered station in North Carolina is in his garage. He says WKRP in Cincinnati will be a radio station, and he hopes the new owners will be true to the show that inspired it. I'm Donna Water.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.